Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for Masterpiece of the Week.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, we are doing good, my man.
Just
doing
taking
good.
A load off, Kevin.
Yeah, you know what? Sorry for butchering AM on the FM. Never will happen again.
Sounds like it was on purpose. I mean, I think he was like, you know what?
I got nothing against Alec.
I think he didn't want to push the button.
Oh.
You know, because,
didn't want you to get your shine on.
Yeah, you see what happens when you push the button.
Yeah,
don't
no.
Push that button.
Definitely nothing against Alec. So, but without any further ado, we got some Will Chambers, Sean and RJ and Bobby. And then we got Alec and Blake filling in from this week. Who do we want to start with?
Alec, you've been here more than me this week, so I'm going to let you decide.
Huh.
Yeah, Corey doesn't have to worry about getting made fun of this
yeah.
week.
Yeah, that's not fair. What are we doing here?
This is one of the one times that it's ever happened.
We always pick on people who are not here, so I'm not picking myself.
Okay.
We are going to start. Give me Bobby, because I know he said some odd things during crosstalk.
Yeah, Bobby never says odd things, right?
And then he pulled it out, put it on the table, and said, "That's how."
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Bobby Belt.
Jeez. What was he? That was crosstalk yesterday. I'm trying to remember what
and
the
And see, when it comes
was.
To Bobby, I don't think he was talking about anything else.
That's probably fair.
Because there are a lot of times where you'll see texts that are like, "How did y'all let Bobby say that?"
There were some things he said in yesterday's crosstalk that I was actually scared to play.
Uh-huh.
So I thought about texting those timestamps to Kevin, but I was like, no, because then he'll get in trouble for playing that, and then I'll feel bad. You know what he was talking about? It was Lyndon B. Johnson. It was a story about his presidency.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what it was. He said, like, there was a big disagreement, and he kicked everyone out of the room except for the person that was disagreeing with him. And he basically said, you know why I'm right? That's why.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's
how.
Weird. But he did have those recordings of him saying, hey, I need a little more space in the inseam.
Yeah.
So,
his last name fits, too.
Yes, it does.
All right. Let's stick with people who aren't here. Let's go over to Sean talking about one of the G-Bag guys.
Do without it.
Looks like Chia Follow from the waist down.
Okay. All right. So
what do we think we're talking about there?
I remember the exact context.
Was that Sharif?
That was Sean.
How does he know what Chiafalo looks like from the waist down?
I want to know, too. I mean, I have no idea what they do on their weekends together.
Follow from the waist down.
Yeah, from the waist down. What he was talking about there was Blake was in with me yesterday, and he showed up in, like, the baggiest outfit ever, a super oversized hoodie and a bunch of sweats. And RJ was like, but look at the drip of Blake here, you know? And he was like, he looks like Chiafalo from the waist down. And we're all like, what does that mean?
I don't know either. I will tell you this. My oldest is, he's wearing baggy pants.
It's
like really baggy. Yeah, and my middle kid is like, now I need baggy pants.
Oh,
and
no.
Kevin Walker just said that it's an in style again. I'm like, what's happened?
Not for me.
Why are we regressing to this?
I'm wearing joggers right now because, like, I don't like all the movement, you know? I like feeling nice and cozy.
Yeah, my little brother is all about the baggy clothes, and I remember when guys were trying to get 5-inch shorts. So
I still wear those during the summer, so I can't knock those.
And lastly, let's get to Blake. You know, you can always find a good clip of Blake just saying absolutely anything, and let's go over to this one.
I can't last 5 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, man, I'm sorry about that.
He just got a girlfriend, too. This is not good.
Oh, yeah. Well, unless maybe that's the reason why. She's like, you know what? You don't need to waste a lot of time here. Sometimes we're just trying to get to food. Have you ever abided by the do that first and then go out and stuff? Have you heard about this? Do that first? And then instead of like wasting, like, because nobody wants to go eat a bunch of like catfish and then go home and then try and do that, right? Because your stomach's all, you know? I mean, and so they're saying just instead do it before you go out. And then you can just enjoy the rest of the night.
But it's just like swimming. Can't you just wait a little bit? Like, isn't the drive home enough? Like, get a stick of gum, call it a day? Like, I mean, I don't know. Not speaking from experience or anything, but like, I figured it should be. I think that's fine.
What is I've never heard that. There, Alec. You want to speak more about that?
I mean, I already had to tell
why
I'm
sitting here.
No, I've already had to speak on why I'm banned from Venmo.
Oh yeah, that was a wild.
You want my love life now? It's not a fun story. I'll tell you that.
All right. What would you like to? Oh, did you have another one?
I was gonna play. Can I get one more, Blake? And then I got to get one from Alec because Alec was on. Alec had a couple of good ones this week. Blake had a compliment for someone. I think
you're large.
And then
he's not talking about
trying
me.
To figure out clothing sizes, I presume. Because he's talking about the shirt I got you. Maybe the shirt I got you was too big.
It was a large. It was, but it fit. So.
And then Alec, we can't do this without bragging on you a little bit.
I want it in my mouth.
Okay. Oh my gosh, what is your favorite food?
Honestly, it's probably chicken.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Absolutely,
that's the way to go, man.
I'm not just saying that because we're here. Like, this is the go-to spot for me, like, for any kind of big sporting event. So, yeah, I've even ordered takeout from B-Dubs numerous times. That used to be my Super Bowl tradition. Mm-hmm. Was me and my dad would go pick some up every single year in high school. I think that was our big thing, was we would order way too much, and the fridge would just be stuffed full of the black and yellow boxes for like 3 days. And we're like, why do we do this every single year? We know we aren't going to finish the job, but we still do it every single year, and it's great.
From the 214, it's better that way because then you can just come home and go to bed. From the 214,
that's
Mr.
Lame.
Do That First here, it makes every night out so much better. And then from Black and Gold, he said, how about pregame and postgame for the date?
I like Black and Gold B.
There are a lot of options out there. Yeah, two's better than one. All right, Alec, what are you voting for here?
I'm going to vote for Bobby talking about Lyndon B. Johnson.
Mm-hmm. And I will also... I'm going to go ahead and shut this one down. It is Bobby and his recommendation for LBJ.
That's how.
That is how it's done. That's Masterpiece of the Week, ladies and gentlemen. And we have been the KNC Masterpiece. We're about to roll things over with the G-Bag Nation as we chit-chat with those fellas next on 105.3 The Fan.